This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Here in the U.S., virus experts are frustrated by the slow vaccine rollout. With more, AP's Sagar Magani.
Medical experts are sounding an alarm over the COVID-19 vaccine rollout so far. At Brown University, renowned pandemic expert Ashish Jha says he's incredibly frustrated by a slow rollout, asking on Twitter, "Did we not know the vaccines were coming?" States have received fewer doses than initially expected, and Jha's blaming the federal government for not working with them on delivery. Over the weekend, New York University's Arthur Kaplan was also worried.
We've got to get on the ball here.
A virus relief bill President Trump signed Sunday includes $69 billion for vaccine distribution, which Jha says will help. Meantime,
that was easy.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris got her first vaccine dose this morning and urged all Americans to follow when their turn comes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China promised today to crack down on criminal activities related to the new coronavirus vaccines after a state media outlet reported the illegal circulation of an unidentified COVID-19 drug. The response came after state media Global Times reported earlier this month that vaccine scalpers were selling an unidentified batch of COVID-19 vaccines at home and abroad at an unreasonably high price. The Chinese foreign minister stressed that China attaches great importance to safety and effectiveness in the vaccine research and development process and will not tolerate such illegal activities. Afghanistan's radical Taliban has angrily reacted to a rare fashion show held recently in Kabul, where young boys and girls, mostly in Western clothes, took part in the ramp walk. In a commentary published on its website, the insurgent group